This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Six northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain disrupting normal life. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives since yesterday. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communications were severely affected in many districts of the region. An advisory from the Ministry of Home Affairs said that a deep depression in the Bay of Bengal triggered the heavy rains in most northeastern states. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India in the next 7 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system. Inaugurating the new Central Forensic Science Laboratory building at Rajarhat in Kolkata, Mr. Shah pointed out that the revamping of forensic infrastructure is a key part of this effort. The Home Minister said the government is committed to strengthening forensic capabilities across the country as scientific evidence is essential for fair and accurate verdicts. The state-of-the-art facility will also benefit the neighboring states including Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, Sikkim, Assam and other northeastern region. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, 7 all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The delegations are conveying India's strong message of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The delegation led by Shashi Tharoor reached Brasilia today for an official visit to Brazil. The all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Srikant Shinde is in Liberia. The all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha reached Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today after concluding a successful visit to Indonesia. In Algeria, the all-party delegation led by the BJP MP Bai Jayant Panda briefed the Algerian media members of think tanks, a cross-section of Indian diaspora and Friends of India in Algeria on the global menace of terrorism. The delegation of MPs led by Ravi Shankar Prasad has reached London. The price of 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinders have been reduced by 24 rupees by oil companies from today. The revised retail price for the cylinders is now 1,723.50 rupees in Delhi. The charges for domestic LPG cylinders will remain the same. Earlier this year in April, the price of domestic LPG cylinders was reduced by 41 rupees. The 17th edition of the India-Mongolia joint military exercise Nomadic Elephant is underway at the Special Forces Training Center at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. This exercise is set to induce an expanded range of activities that reflect the growing defense cooperation between India and Mongolia. The joint drills will involve counter-terrorism operations in semi-mountainous terrain, a critical area of operational focus given the contemporary security landscape. The exercise will continue till the 13th of this month. The government has invited young minds to participate in a bilingual essay contest on Operation Sindoor, redefining India's policy against terrorism. The contest is jointly organized by Ministry of Defense and MyGov India. Interested participants can visit the website of MyGov to participate in the contest. The competition is open from today till the 38th of this month. The 3 winners will win 10,000 rupees each and get a chance to attend the 78th Independence Day celebrations at Red Fort in New Delhi. The government has also invited all the budding social media influencers to make videos and reels of their walk to any of the monuments and sites of Indian independence. Interested participants will have to post their reels and videos on their social media pages with the hashtags New India, Empowered India and Independence Day 2025. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his counterpart from Eritrea, Osman Saleh, New Delhi, in a social media post. Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his strong condemnation of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.